一直等到那一天。
And Easter comes along.
然后呢，是这个复活节。
And it seems like it's one day.
然后复活节对我们来说好像只是这么一天而已。
And so you can get the impression that Easter isn't so important.
所以你就觉得复活节好像没有那么重要。
But Easter, the day that Jesus rose from the dead, is the most important day in the Christian calendar.
而实际上复活节，就是主耶稣基督从死里复活的那一天，是基督徒的日历上面最重要的一天。
I used to see it in my own family.
我在我的原生家庭里面看到，我们是这样来重视复活节的。
I grew up in a Christian home.
我的家庭是一个基督徒的家庭。
And I remember that every Easter morning there was a huge breakfast.
我记得每一个复活节早上，我们将吃一顿大餐。
Friday night, before we all went to church.
然后前一天的周五的晚上，我们都去教堂。
It was a very solemn, sad time.
那个时候我们都非常的严肃，心情沉重。
Saturday, our family would fast, no eating.
然后星期天呢，我们全家都会禁食，大家都不吃饭。
The children, they would feed us some fruit, some bananas, and so on.
但是给孩子们会吃一点水果，吃一点香蕉之类的。
And then Sunday morning, you would wake up and you would smell something cooking in the kitchen.
然后星期天早上我们醒来的时候就可以闻到厨房里在煮饭，在煮好吃的东西。
The Eastern European tradition is to have a special bread made with raisins, and it's a little bit sweet.
就东欧的传统就是复活节早上会做一种带着葡萄干的面包，
And my grandmother would use an old coffee can, and she would bake the bread in this old coffee can.
所以我的祖母会在一个很老旧的一个咖啡盒子里面做那个面包。
And so the bread would stand up straight and it would have a round top like a mushroom.
所以这个面包发酵之后就会从那个咖啡杯里面冒出来，就像一个蘑菇一样。
And they called this bread Pascha.
他们把这个面包叫做 Pascha,
which means Easter.
就是复活节的意思。
And we would have all sorts of fresh kielbasa.
然后我们会有各种新鲜的一种食物叫 kielbasa.
And that's what we had this morning.
我们就是今天我们早上吃的那些食物。
And we would have eggs.
然后我们会吃鸡蛋。
And they would all be colored.
这些鸡蛋都涂成各种颜色。
And we would have egg fights with the hard-boiled eggs.
然后我们会用那个煮硬的鸡蛋来打架。
Yeah, and it was memorable.
真是美好的回忆。
And we began, as I got older, I began to understand that Easter is important.
然后随着年龄的增长，我慢慢意识到复活节是何等的重要。
Today, I'd like to share four reasons why I believe Easter is important for us.
今天我愿意跟大家分享复活节为什么重要的四个原因。
And the first is this.
第一条原因是这样的。
Easter is important because I can have confidence in Jesus Christ.
复活节是这样重要，是因为我可以信靠耶稣。
You see, if the resurrection is true, it proves one thing.
如果耶稣基督的复活是真的话，它证明了一件事情。
That Jesus was who he said he was.
就是耶稣基督就是他自己所宣称的那一位。
But who did Jesus claim to be?
耶稣宣称他自己是谁呢？
He claimed to be God.
他宣称自己是上帝。
And if the resurrection is true, it proves it.
如果他的复活是真的话，
Now that's a big if.
这件事就被证明了，但是呢，这只是一个如果，假如。
How do I know that the resurrection is true?
那我怎么知道耶稣的复活是真的？
What proof is there?
有什么证据呢？
That's a big question.
这是一个很大的一个问题。
And it's a good question.
同时也是个很好的问题。
I don't know all the answers.
我并不知道所有的答案。
And if I did, we certainly wouldn't have all the time to cover them here this morning.
就像我知道答案，估计今天早上也没有那么多时间把他们所有
But let me,
都解释出来。
I'm sorry. But let me give you at least four things that I see.
但是让我至少说一下四条理由。
Now these four things come from a book that one of my professors had written.
这四条理由是我的一个老师所写的书里面出来的。
And the name of the book was The Sun Rises.
这个书的名字是神的儿子复活了。
Now there's much more in the book, but let me just look at these four things today.
这个书的内容很丰富，但我中间只抽出来四条证据。
And the first thing is that there was a change in the disciples.
第一条原因，耶稣基督复活的证据就是他的门徒生命的变化。
John Stott, who was the pastor of All Souls Church in England, he died in 2011, said this.
So, 约翰斯多德是英国万圣教会的一个牧师，他于2011年去世，他是一位很有名的神学家，他这样说。
He said, perhaps the transformation of the disciples is the greatest evidence of all for the resurrection.
或许门徒们的变化是耶稣基督复活的最大的一个证据。
When Jesus died, they were heartbroken and confused and frightened.
当耶稣死的时候，他的门徒伤心欲绝，惊慌失措，非常的害怕。
But within less than 2 months, they came out of hiding.
但是不到两个月时间之后，他们从躲藏的地方出来，
full of joy,
充满了喜乐，
with confidence and courage,
蛮有信心，蛮有勇气。
What can account for this dramatic transformation?
什么样使他们发生了这样戏剧性的变化呢？
Only the resurrection,
只有耶稣基督的复活，
together with Pentecost, which followed soon afterwards.
然后是在五旬节的时候圣灵的降临。
Now remember, this is a bizarre group of mostly uneducated men who went on to change the world.
请大家记得，这一群大多是无知小民的一群古怪的人，后来竟然改变了整个的世界。
The next reason why I believe we can have confidence in Christ is because there are eyewitness accounts of his resurrection.
我们可以相信耶稣的确复活的第二条理由是我们有目击证人的证词。
Do you know that there were 11 times recorded in the Bible that Jesus appeared to people after his death?
大家是否知道在圣经里面记载了11次耶稣死后复活然后向人们显现呢？
He appeared to individuals.
他向不同的人显现。
To the disciples.
他向门徒们显现。
And one time he appeared to a group of over 500 people.
他有一次向超过500个人显现。
When the Bible, when the biblical accounts, were being written, most of these people were still alive.
当这些圣经的记载写下来的时候，这些目击证人大部分都还活着。
And they could have denied that it ever happened.
他们是有机会来否定耶稣的复活显现的，但是呢，他们并没有否认。
But they didn't.
但是他们并没有否认这个事实。
And then there are modern day accounts.
而且呢，也有现代的这个现代人的这个证据。
We've already talked about the change that happened in the lives of the disciples themselves.
我们刚才已经讲到耶稣基督门徒生命的变化。
But do you realize that that Jesus is still changing lives today?
但你是否知道耶稣在今天仍然在改变生命？
Many of us here know that to be true by personal experience.
我们当中很多人都知道，耶稣基督实实在在的改变了我们的生命。
We have a relationship with Him today.
我们和他有一个个人的亲密关系。
Our lives have been transformed.
我们的生命被改变了。
And that power to change is only a reality because Jesus rose from the dead and is alive today.
我们的生命被改变，正是因为耶稣基督已经从死里复活，而且今日仍然活着。
Another reason why we can have confidence is Christ, in Christ is that the Roman and Jewish leaders couldn't disprove his resurrection.
我们另外可以相信耶稣从死里复活的证据就是罗马和犹太的领袖并没有证明他没有复活。
They tried to.
他们试图证明耶稣没有复活。
And they desperately wanted to.
他们也很想证明他没有复活。
But they couldn't.
但是他们没有办法，他们没有办法证明他没有复活。
They couldn't produce the body.
他们没有找到耶稣的身体。
They couldn't show that the body was stolen.
他们没有证明耶稣的身体被偷了。
They couldn't say that the body was and prove that the body was in a different grave.
他们不能证明耶稣被埋葬在另外一个坟墓里。
They couldn't explain why the highly trained guards failed, and they couldn't explain away the appearances.
他们没有办法解释为什么罗马兵丁守了坟墓，但却尸体消失，并且他们也没有办法解释耶稣基督向众人的显现。
They had all the motivation and power in the world to squash this new religion.
他们拥有一切的动机和世界上所有的力量来消灭这个新的宗教。
But they were simply unable to do it.
但是他们并没有办法消灭基督教。
Because they couldn't disprove it.
因为他们没有办法证明耶稣没有复活。
And the final reason why we can have confidence in Christ is that the disciples were willing to die for their beliefs.
还有一条理由，证明耶稣已经复活，是因为他的门徒们愿意为他们的信仰而死。
Do you realize that the disciples had nothing to gain?
大家有没有意识到他的门徒从这个信仰里面得不到任何的好处？
They would be beaten.
他们会被人打。
Imprisoned.
关进监狱里。
Persecuted,
迫害,
and killed for their beliefs.
甚至为他们的信仰而殉道。
Now I'm aware that people will die, plenty of people will die, and be persecuted for their beliefs.
我知道世界历史上有很多人的确为他们的各种的信仰而死。
As long as they believe that they're true.
如果他们相信他们所信的是真的话。
Now, we've seen this in recent times with terrorists and suicide bombers.
比如说我们在近年看到的很多恐怖分子和自杀炸弹者，他们就是相信自己所信的是真的，并为此而死。
People would die for their religion if they believe it's true.
所以人如果认为自己的信仰是真的，他们会为自己信仰而死的。
But this is equally true.
但是呢，下面这一条也是同样真实的。
People will not usually die if for their faith or their beliefs if they know that they are false.
如果人知道自己的信仰是假的话，他们不会为此而死的。
Nobody dies for a lie.
没人会因为一个自己所知道的谎言而死。
So we can have confidence in our Lord Jesus.
所以我们可以信靠主耶稣。
There was a change in the disciples.
我们有很多的理由，比如说门徒生命的改变。
There were eyewitness accounts.
我们有目击者的证词。
There are modern day accounts.
我们有现代当代人生命的见证。
The Roman and Jewish leaders couldn't disprove it.
所以罗马和犹太的领袖们没有办法证实耶稣没有复活。
And the disciples were willing to die for their beliefs.
而且耶稣的门徒们愿意为他们的信仰而殉道。
Now there's other reasons why the resurrection, why Easter is important.
另外还有几条理由证明这个复活节耶稣基督的复活是何等的重要
and important for us today.
而且对我们每个人来说都是非常非常的重要。
And the second is, I can have new life.
第二条理由就是说我们可以有一个新生命。
Now what kind of life?
那是什么样的一个新生命呢？
Well, first of all, I can have a life of purpose.
首先我们可以有一个有目标的新生命。
Look at what Paul says in Colossians chapter 3, verse 4.
我们来看保罗在哥罗西书三章四节所说的。
When Christ, who is your life, appears, then you also will appear with him in glory.
基督是我们的生命，他显现的时候你们也要与他一同显现在荣耀里。
The resurrection is important because we have a life with Christ to live.
耶稣基督的复活是何等重要，是因为我们可以由此得到一个新生命，与他一同活着。
He gives meaning to our life.
他使我们的生命有了新的意义。
But he also gives us possibility.
他也使我们的生命有了更多的可能性。
Look with me with, to the book of Philippians, chapter 4, verse 13.
让我们看一下腓立比书四章十三节。
There is this encouraging verse that I know that many of us know and have heard and relied on.
这节经文是我们所熟悉的，弟兄姊妹们也由此得到了很大的鼓励。
And Paul wrote this, For I can do everything with the help of Christ who gives me the strength I need.
保罗这样写道，我靠着那加给我力量的，凡事都能做。
I have a nephew by the name of Hunter. Actually, this is my cousin's son.
所以我有个侄子，他名字叫 Hunter， 他是我表兄的儿子。
And he was born with some physical difficulties.
他出生的时候身体就有一些残缺。
And he went through many surgeries as a little baby.
所以当他很小的时候就做了很多的手术。
And his legs weren't formed correctly.
所以他的两脚都有残疾，都是畸形的。
And so at a young age, they amputated his legs.
所以他年纪很小的时候，医生就切除了他的双腿。
Right about by the knee.
就在从膝盖以下都切掉了。
And one time he came to, they came over and visited with us here in Durwood, in Maryland.
有一次他和他的家人一起到我们家来短暂的访问。
And he's, he's very energetic.
他充满了活力。
I was so happy that while they were here, it snowed.
我很高兴因为他们在这儿的时候刚好下雪。
And I had shoveled the snow and there was a mound of snow in our front yard.
所以我就把雪铲起来在前院堆起了很高的一个雪堆。
And he and his father, my cousin, they were fighting in the snow.
所以我这位侄子和他的父亲就在这个雪堆上打雪仗。
He doesn't treat him any differently.
他的父亲就对他就像对其他的小孩子一样。
So he throws him in the snow just like he would anyone else.
所以他的父亲就把他推到雪里，就像对待其他正常的孩子一样。
And now Hunter has prosthetics.
我的侄子 Hunter 他有两条假肢。
And he calls them his bionic legs.
他把这两个假肢叫做
And bionic legs he calls them.
就叫假肢。
and so we went to the mall, the Lake Forest Mall.
所以我们去那个一个购物中心。
And it wasn't busy.
那里没有多少人。
And he saw an escalator.
他看到一个那个电梯。
See, he's never been on an escalator.
所以他从来没有坐过那种一级级的那种电梯。
He would always struggle up the stairs.
所以他就慢慢的要爬上这个梯子。
Or he would take an elevator.
或者他就坐那种厢式的电梯。
But today he looked around and there was nobody around.
所以他看到这个购物中心里面没什么人的时候，他觉得他自己可以上那个电动的那个阶梯。
And he saw the escalator and said, I've never been on one of those.
他说，哦，我从来没有在这个上面坐过。
You see, the difficulty is when you have prosthetics, you know, to get onto that could easily take the leg out.
所以，我想有假肢的人要上这种电梯的时候，不小心这个假肢就会掉。
And he stood there by the stairs.
所以他就站在那个电梯前面。
And he was watching one come up after the next.
看着那个电梯一级一级的升上去。
And he was trying to time it just right.
他就准备抓住最好的一个时机迈步上去。
Because he would need to get both legs on at the same time.
他因为他必须一次把两个脚同时放到那个梯子上去。
And he was a little scared.
他有点害怕。
And I was standing next to him, and I could hear him.
我站在他旁边，我听到可以听到他在那说话，自言自语。
And he was saying, "For I can do all things with the help of Christ."
他说，靠着耶稣加的力量，凡事都能做。
He had possibility.
他的生命有了更大的可能。
Because of Christ.
因为耶稣基督。
Number three.
第三点。
I can be forgiven.
我可以罪得赦免。
One day, Jesus was teaching a crowd of people when a group of men brought a crippled friend to Jesus to be healed.
有一天当耶稣在教训一群人的时候，有几个人带了一个残疾的朋友来到耶稣面前求他医治。
Jesus looked at the man and told him,
耶稣看着这个人然后说，
My friend, your sins are forgiven.
我的朋友，你的罪得赦免了。
This made some of the people who were there quite upset.
这样的话使在场的人觉得很不舒服。
And this is what they said.
他们说，
Why would you say such a thing?
你为什么要说这样的话？
Excuse me, why would he say such a thing?
他说他为什么说这样的话？
He must think he is God.
他肯定是觉得自己是上帝了。
Only God could forgive sins.
因为只有上帝才能够赦免罪。
Well, we've already talked about how if the resurrection really did happen, then Jesus is who he claimed to be.
我们刚才已经讨论过，如果耶稣的复活是真的话，那么耶稣就是他所声称的那一位。
And that means that he does in fact have the power to forgive.
那就意味着他的确是有赦罪的能力。
He can forgive me.
他可以赦免我。
He can forgive you.
他可以赦免你。
It's one of our basic human needs and one of God's greatest gifts to us.
罪得赦免是人最基本的需要，也是上帝最大的恩赐之一。
During the Last Supper,
在最后晚餐的时候，
Jesus ate before he was arrested and was killed.
他在他被捕被害之前，用了最后一次晚餐。
And he took a glass, he took a cup of wine.
他拿起一杯酒来说。
And he used it as a metaphor when he told this to his followers.
他使用这杯酒，这杯葡萄汁作为一个比喻，这样来教训他的门徒们。
This is my blood.
这是我的血。
And with it, God makes his agreement with you.
上帝用我的血和你们立了一个约定。
It will be poured out.
我的血会被洒出来。
So that many people will have their sins forgiven.
使许多人的罪得赦免。
We find that in Matthew chapter 26, verses 27 and 28.
有关此事的经文是在马太福音26章27节到28节。
What was Jesus saying?
耶稣说了什么呢？
He was saying that through his death, the price would be paid for our sins.
他的意思是通过他的死可以付出为人付出赎罪的代价。
We would be spared the penalty of paying for our sins, and we would be forgiven.
因着他的救赎，我们就不必承担因我们的罪恶而产生的惩罚，而且我们的罪可以得赦免。
Now, throughout the years, many people have promised things only to be incapable of delivering them.
很多年以来，有许多许多人向人许下了很多美好的事情。但却没有办法达没有办法做到。
Think about it for a minute, for a moment. Has that ever happened to you?
我举一些例子，大家想想看，有没有在生活当中碰到过
？Have you ever heard a promise like this?
大家有没有听到过类似的这样的承诺
？Your car will be ready in an hour.
我们一个钟头之内就可以把你的车修好。
Have you ever heard this one?
你们有没有听过这个
This won't hurt a bit.
一点都不痛了。
Or this won't take long.
一会儿就好。
Or this will be a short sermon.
或者是说，我讲道会很短，不会长的。
Now, did people mean to break those promises when they made them to us?
这些人做下这些承诺的时候，他们是不是想着自己肯定就做不到呢？
No, I don't think so.
不是的，我觉得他们不是这样想的。
They were just incapable of keeping them.
他们只是真的没有能力来兑现他们的诺言。
Jesus promised that he would forgive me for the wrongs I have done.
但是耶稣承诺他会赦免我们一切的罪恶和过犯。
For my sins.
使我的罪得赦免。
Now, how do I know that he can keep that promise?
那我们怎么知道他可以守住他的诺言呢？
Because Paul wrote to us in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 17.
我们看保罗在哥林多前书15章17节里面所写的。
Unless Christ was raised to life, your faith is useless, and you are still living in your sin.
基督若没有复活，你们的信便是徒然，你们仍在罪里。
You see, brothers and sisters, the resurrection is important.
所以我们看到弟兄姊妹们
，Easter is important.
是何等的重要，复活节是何等的重要。
If it wasn't true, our sins would not be forgiven.
如果耶稣没有复活的话，我们仍在罪里面。
The fourth thing that shows us that Easter is important is.That I can have hope.
第四个原因，讲到复活节的重要性，是我们能够有盼望。
With the resurrection of Jesus, we know him personally, and we can have hope.
我们相信耶稣基督从死里复活的，我们这些认识他的人，每个人都可以有盼望。
And what I mean by this is that.We can live with a confidence and an expectation that we are never alone and that once this life is over, we can spend forever in eternity with him. Forever is a very long, long time.
我的意思就是说我们的生命可以充满了一种信心一种盼望。我们知道我们不是一个人在世上独行而且呢当我们在地上的生命结束的时候，我们可以永永远远和耶稣基督活在一起，而且我们知道这个永远是一个很长很长的永恒的时间。
Peter wrote for us in 1 Peter chapter 1 verses 3 and 4, and this is what he wrote.
使徒彼得在彼得前书一章三到四节这样写道
Now we live with a wonderful expectation.Because Christ Jesus rose again from the dead. For God has reserved a priceless inheritance for his children. It is kept in heaven for you, pure and undefiled, beyond the reach of change and decay.
愿颂赞归于我们主耶稣基督的父神，他曾照自己的大怜悯，借耶稣基督从死里复活，重生了我们，叫我们有活泼的盼望，可以得着不能朽坏、不能玷污、不能衰残，为你们存留在天上的基业。
That wonderful expectation, that hope that we have is eternal.
这样奇妙的盼望是永远的。
That hope is sure.
而这样的盼望又是确定的。
But brothers and sisters, you must decide.
但是弟兄姊妹们，我们每个人都有责任来决定。
Do you believe it or not?
你是否相信耶稣基督的复活？
I'd like to end this message with an illustration.
在讲到结束之前，我想给大家讲一个小故事。
And this was actually it's something that D.L. Moody had said.
实际上这是D.L. Moody 牧师说过的一段话。
And if you're not familiar with D.L. Moody, he was a great evangelist in the 1800s here in the United States.
如果大家不太熟悉他的生平的话，穆迪是19世纪美国一位伟大的布道家。
And he started his ministry amongst young children in Massachusetts.
他的施工开始于在马萨诸塞州照顾孤儿。
And then he went to Chicago.
然后呢，他去了芝加哥。
Where he worked with people in the military and prisoners.
然后呢，他向在军队和监狱里面的人传福音。
And he had this huge, incredible heart for the lost people of the world.
他对世界上失丧的灵魂有极大的负担。
And especially those who were poor and underprivileged.
特别是那些贫穷。在世上无望的人。
And so today there is a famous Bible college called Moody Bible Institute.
所以美国现在有一座非常有名的神学院，就是穆迪神学院，以他的名字而建立的。
And he was one of the most influential people of his time.
在他的时代，他是世界上最有影响力的人之一。
And as he was approaching his death, this is what he said.
当他面临死亡的时候，他说了这样一段话。
Someday you will read in the papers that D.L. Moody of East Northfield is dead.
有一天你们会在报纸上念到，我穆迪某人已经死了。
At that moment, I shall be more alive than I am now.
你千万不要相信，因为那个时候我会比现在活得更好。
I was born of the flesh in 1837.
我的肉身是在1837年出生的。
I was born of the spirit in 1856.
1856年我在灵里重生。
That which is born of the flesh may die.
我的肉身会死亡。
But that which is born of the Spirit will live forever.
我重生的灵却会活到永远。
We can have hope, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹们，我们都有这样的盼望。
For our future.
为着我们的将来。
Now, this is a wonderful day, isn't it?
今天真是一个美好的日子。
We celebrate the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们庆祝我们的主耶稣从死里复活。
And we can have confidence in our Lord Jesus.
我们可以信靠我们的主。
Because of the resurrection, we can have new life in Him.
因为主耶稣复活，我们可以在他的里面有新的生命。
Because of the resurrection, we have forgiveness.
因为主耶稣复活，我们罪得赦免。
And because of the resurrection, we have hope.
因为主耶稣从死里复活，我们有了盼望。
Now let me just ask one question.
让我问大家一个问题。
Can you say that that is true for you?
你是否相信耶稣基督从死里复活，并且给我们带来所有这一切的美好？
We have all been created for a purpose.
我们每个人都是经着上帝的旨意而被造的。
And that is to know our Heavenly Father through the sacrifice of His Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
上帝对我们的生命的旨意就是通过他的儿子耶稣基督而认识天父上帝。
Our lives will never have or reach their full potential or meaning unless we ask Him into our lives.
如果我们没有将耶稣基督邀请进我们的生命，让他在我们的生命当中作王掌权，我们便不能够实现我们生命当中全部的这个潜能。
And if you haven't asked Him to be part of your life,
如果你还没有请耶稣来做你的救主，
this day would be the best day to do it.
你今天就可以这样做。
If the Lord has spoken to you, please speak with the person that may have brought you here today.
如果圣灵感动你，你可以跟今天邀请你到教会的人谈一谈。
Or perhaps you have been visiting our church.
或者你之前来过我们的教会。
And you've been attending a fellowship group.
或者你已经参加某一个团契的聚会。
And you have a friend that knows Jesus.
或者你有朋友是基督徒。
Please talk to them about how to ask Jesus to be part of your life.
请和他们谈一谈，怎么样能够接受耶稣基督为你的救主。
If you would like to speak with the pastor, please reach out to Pastor Zhao, Pastor Yang, or myself, and we would be happy to talk to you about knowing Jesus.
如果你认识教会的牧长，比如说赵牧师，比如说我本人，可以跟我们来谈一谈。
Let's pray together.
让我们一起祷告。
Lord and Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day.
亲爱的天父，我们感谢你赐给我们这美好的一天。
And so often we pray that prayer and it's somewhat empty.
我们有时候祷告的时候会发现内容空洞。
But today we realize, we know, we say it full aware that this day reminds us of our salvation.
但是今天我们可以信心满满的说，今天圣灵在提醒我们，耶稣基督的救恩。
We thank you for the forgiveness of sins.
我们谢谢你赦免了我们的罪。
We thank you for the purpose that you have given to us in life.
谢谢你给了我们生命的目标。
And we thank you for the hope that we have to see you in the heavenly realms.
谢谢你给我们盼望，让我们知道有一天会在天家与你相见。
And we pray this all in Jesus' name.
我们所以一切的祷告都是奉耶稣基督宝贵的名。
Amen. Amen. Amen.